Are you not having the success you want with your direct bookings? Perhaps you are tired of feeling like you are out of your depth and wish there was an easier way. Well, I've got an exclusive free training coming up that just might help. Join me on April 4th when I will share the top three mistakes that I consistently see vacation and short-term rental property managers make in their desire for direct bookings that could be costing you major profits. I will also be sharing my top tips in building your own direct booking sales engine that will bring in those direct bookings while you sleep. Come and join in the fun. Head to my website, directbookingsuccess.com, and click on the free training button to join me on April 4th, because you deserve your own direct booking success. You are listening to the Direct Booking Success Podcast, bringing you all the information you need for your short-term rental to stand out from the crowd. I'm your host, Jen Boyles. As an owner and manager myself, I know how hard it can be to navigate the hospitality industry. I'm here to help, so you too can have direct booking success.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Direct Booking Success Podcast. I'm Jen Boyles, your host, and today I have Brittany Blackman with me. She is the owner and founder of Breathe Easy Rentals. I just love that name. Brittany, so nice to have you here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you, Jen.
So let's start by finding out a bit more about Breathe Easy Rentals. Can you tell us about how that began?
Absolutely. So I started in the space back in 2011. And I was working with a property management company in Destin, Florida. I had no idea what vacation rentals were and got wrapped in and couldn't escape it from there. So I was actually with that company for 9 years. And then in the midst of COVID, it was very stressful. It was, I call it like the shakeup of life of what are you doing? Are you happy? Where are you? We were all at home with our family and animals and couldn't escape. And so in that moment, I just decided that I was ready for something a little more. And that little more was a little dream that I had had for a while. And that was to have my own vacation rental business. My original goal was to purchase the company that I worked for and continue to build it. However, the owners at the time weren't ready to make that decision and that changeover. So I said, okay, well, here we go. And that's how Breathe Easy Rentals formed in the fall of 2020.
Yeah, that pandemic, it has a lot to answer for. It has changed, well, it's changed all of our lives really in so many ways. But the pivots we've done in our lives and our businesses, you know, because all of a sudden we had this time to think, didn't we? We had time to think about what do you really want? Well, that's great. So the people you were working for, they weren't ready to hand over the reins yet. So you said, fine, I'm just going to go and do it myself. That's amazing. And how did the name Breathe Easy come about?
I had a couple different ideas that I kind of knew the vibe and the feel that I wanted to provide. And so went through a couple different names in my head. And I was taking a shower one day and Breathe Easy just popped. It was that light bulb moment and ran it past a few people who knew what was going on and said, you know, how does this make you feel when you hear this? And got those reactions. And so from there, it was a done deal. I also liked it. It's at the top of the alphabet. So if we're in alphabetical order, I'm not at the end. It's easy to say, it's easy to spell, and hopefully easy to remember on top of, again, just that feeling, which is initially what I had started looking for with it.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Yeah. Thinking about the alphabet, because I know your last name, Blackman, and my last name is Boyles, and my maiden name was Bartoluck. So I was always like in class, I was always like number two, you know, or number three, maybe. Sometimes I was even the first if there was no, you know, nobody with a last name that started with an A. So I knew what it is to be to the top of the alphabet. So what a good thing to think about for your own business name.
It was. I liked it. And, you know, and it's just fun. Like I said, a lot of people remember it once a year. So you got to, if you're at that point where you're going to name something, you know, making sure it's quick and concise. And the other thing, too, that I forgot to mention that was very important to me was not setting a specific destination to it. So again, we're Destin, Florida, on the water, but I didn't want it to be anything about the water, the Gulf, the ocean, the beach. I wanted to keep it something very generic. That was, again, just something, for some reason, just a very important to me in setting that.
Yeah, I can see, because, you know, in branding, we talk about being specific. So I like how you actually were the reverse. You know, you were very specific about being not about the destination. So, yeah, and that's a marketing strategy in its own. I love it.
Thank you.
That's great. So how many properties are you managing these days?
We have just under 30.
Wow. That is going to keep you busy. And so the changeover from what you were doing prior to the pandemic, working for someone else, what are some of the differences that you've seen in your own life now working for yourself?
Oh, great question. It was much more of an emotional roller coaster than I initially thought it would be. You know, I went into this, okay, I know what I need to do to be successful. I know where to start, how to start. I did not expect the emotional toll that starts with starting your own business and then running it. And so that's been a constant up and down, even, I guess, we're almost 4 years later now, you know, so that is different. The nice thing, though, one thing that I love is I don't have to ask anybody else for their opinion. You know, I asked my team before making those kinds of changes. But, you know, as far as if I want to do something, I don't have anybody else above me in that sense. So that freedom is something that I have definitely very much enjoyed, you know, having my own business.
It's a wonderful sense of freedom. But then there's also no one to tell you what to do when you're being indecisive, right? When you're like, should I do this? Should I go down this path? Or should I do this? There's no one to say, just do this. You have like, oh, I have to think of this, figure it out on my own. And what if it's not right? So yeah, no, it's freedom. It's great. So today we're going to talk about mistakes that hosts are making by not using direct bookings. And of course, this is a subject close to my heart. And I know for yourself as well, we met at Stacey St. John's SDR conference or summit for, let me get the name right, SDR Virtual Summit for Women, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, a long one, but it tells you what we were there doing. And we were on a panel about direct bookings. And this is great. So Brittany and I have connected there. But I want you to tell everyone listening about these two trips that you had. So she's going to tell you a story about these mistakes that these hosts were making and how it impacted Brittany as a guest. Is that a good enough setup?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Take it away, Brittany. Tell us about these trips.
Perfect. So both trips I took in the past 6 months. And the first one was a group of friends and I that were going to Mobile, Alabama for a comedian. And we wanted to make a small weekend trip out of it. And so, you know, initially, again, I come from the property management side of things. So I tend to look for property managers when I can. So in my search, I went directly to Airbnb and Vrbo to start with, saying, okay, what's out there? Looked for property managers, didn't find too much, or the properties that I like that they manage, and started coming across direct owners that were renting. And in that, I found a few that I liked. I did try to narrow it down. I tried looking for a regional site in that area. Couldn't find anything. And so then it was like, okay, well, now you're stuck with the OTAs. So then I put on my little like investigator glasses and I'm like, all right, I like these listings. They've caught my attention. So now I've got to figure out who manages them and how can I reach out to them directly. That was very difficult, proved to be much more difficult than I had hoped. So for that trip, I did wind up somehow, I don't even know how I found that owner's name. I had two or three other people in the short-term rental industry here in Destin who I contacted and was like, hey, I think this guy owns it, but I don't know. Can you do any digging for me to see if he owns this house? Because I've got six people coming with me. And if we get to Mobile and there's not a house there or it's a dump, I'm in huge trouble because we didn't book a hotel and we booked a vacation rental because Brittany wanted to stay in a vacation rental.
I love it. Love it. It's all on your shoulders. The pressure. Because you wanted to book direct, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I did wind up finding that owner. I believe it was through Facebook was how I made that connection. And I'll kind of pause that because I want to also tie in another trip that I had, which was in Taos, New Mexico. So a few months later, fast forward, my husband and I want to take a quick trip to Taos, New Mexico. And it was very similar in that setup of I did not want to work with the property managers that were there. So then I had to turn my eye and it looked like more direct owners were in the area. And so I think the biggest thing on the Taos trip that stuck out to me was the lack of professional photos. And for me, it was a no-go. And my stance, my philosophy was, if you're not willing to spend a couple hundred dollars to get quality professional photos, how are you going to take care of me? Mm-hmm. What kind of experience are you going to provide? And that, again, that was my personal take of just my experience. So that quickly got rid of several options, left with a few. And same thing, I started scanning their listings, trying to see who the owner was. Wound up reaching out to them on LinkedIn and awkwardly like, hey, so I found this listing on Airbnb. I think you might be the owner. Is this ringing any bells to you? So awkward. But thank goodness it was him and he connected me. So I say all that to say, like, you know, it proved to be a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And I've been in this industry for, I can't count, 12, 13 years now. And I know a lot about direct booking. And that's, you know, one thing that we're always cognizant on in Breathe Easy. And so when I had to go out there and find these listings and realize how hard they were, and we can go into some other trust things in just a few minutes, but it was really mind-blowing to me to realize that how many other people are experiencing this, how many other people have never booked a vacation rental before, or maybe they're used to booking with an owner, not a property manager, or vice versa, you know, and so trying to find that good blend of mixing all the things and building that trust in the initial process, just even looking at which property to book, it's so important because there's probably so much lost business, I would imagine, in our industry because people get confused and overwhelmed Yeah, there's a lot to work on.
Yeah, there is. And I think if we all just take a step back and think about when we are wanting to be a guest, when we're needing a place to stay, when we're going on vacation, sometimes a hotel is the right fit. Sometimes it's a vacation rental, you know, depending on, you know, the makeup of your trip and who you're going with and why you're there. You know, if I'm going to a conference, most of the times I'm going to want a hotel room because it's not an experience for me. It actually is a place just to sleep. But if I'm going with my daughter, you know, then of course I want something that is more about the experience and more space and can eat breakfast, you know, in our pajamas, those kind of things, right? But it's, you know, before we even get there, we have to find them. And this is really hard. And I have people coming to me all the time and they're like, how do I find a vacation rental? How do I find them? And I'm like, well, first thing is Google it, see what you can find. But, you know, and there's a few websites out there that are sort of listing sites where they're trying to get people on their platforms and they've got a range of accommodation. I'm not explaining that very well, but I mean somewhere other than an OTA that's taking a commission. But then the OTAs are great because so many people advertise on them, but it's then finding the managers or the owners of those properties outside so we can book direct. And it sounds like neither of these people were using something called signposting, were they? There was nothing really in their listing that was saying, you know, Rose Cottage. And then you could Google that. So there was nothing like that.
No, that was difficult. And, you know, even things that we've done, even, you know, at Breathe Easy is even in responding to a review saying, oh, thank you, Shelley, for your great review, signed Breathe Easy Rentals every single time. So that was the first place I go to. I look at the actual content, the description to see if they've put something in there. And the second place I go to are the reviews. It's not to read the reviews normally. It's to actually read those responses and see if they've put their name in. I believe that's how I found the Taos owner was in a response. or in a review where someone said, I forgot their names now, but John and Kim were so great. And that's how I knew to go from there.
Brilliant. Okay. So what happened next? So you've gotten a hold of both owners for both trips. You've done a bit of stalking, basically. Found them. They've told you, yes, those are our properties. We own them. Were you able to book direct with them?
The Mobile, Alabama one, he was willing to book me direct. He didn't have a website, though. He did not have a way to take a credit card payment. So I was going to have to mail this person who says he's the owner a check and for six other people and me.
Yeah, there's big red flags there, aren't there? Let's not be mailing checks.
No. So that made me really nervous. And with the Taos, they did say, yes, we can book you direct. We can accept PayPal. So I could still actually use my credit card and have that coverage. So that was nice. So in just accepting payment, there's value in that, you know, of just understanding how that trust connection equals a value to the guest. I never thought about payment processing that way until these trips.
Yeah, no.
Never thought that was interesting.
It's not an exciting topic, is it? So one of the owners, that's the New Mexico, they said, yes, we can take a payment. But the guy in Alabama, has he ever done direct bookings? Was this something totally new to him?
It didn't sound like it. I did actually talk to him on the phone, explained, I'm the psycho that found you on Facebook. Cause I'm sure and that's the other part too, is like, I felt just as psycho trying to reach out to these people because it wasn't like, oh, I landed on your website and here's an inquiry. I'm reaching out to them on social media and they have no idea who I am. So it was like, it was scary not knowing who I was dealing with. And also like, what am I presenting to these people as well to say, hey, trust me that I'm going to pay you. It was so many emotions. No, I forgot the question.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. But it's then how did you end up booking with them, him in Alabama and them in New Mexico? It sounded like direct bookings. They understood the concept of direct bookings. They just, one was a bit more set up than the other. So what happened next?
Yes. And I'm so sorry. Thank you for wrangling me in. So in the Alabama one, he said, you can send me a check. I'll go ahead and hold it. I waited for about a week, still didn't feel comfortable. So I unfortunately did go ahead and book directly on Airbnb. I knew that they were 100% guest centric. And so I knew if I got there and something was wrong, I could get a response from Airbnb. So there was that at least trust, whether I agree with it or not on the operator side, 100%. But there was that trust there. And then with the Taos, New Mexico ones, we just, we paid for it directly. We just had email. I will say the lack of trust building continued, though. Even though I had found the properties, I loved them. I've talked to the owners. I've sent them payment. I never received a rental agreement. I never received a confirmation email. So the entire time, even from booking to actually showing up, I was still worried at both of them because it's like, well, I just have this email. I just have this text thread. Do they actually have the dates booked for me that I wanted? I don't know. It was just all just awkward. And in my world, we have probably too long of rental agreements, but that's just, we've got the structure. And so again, it wasn't the way I would choose to go into a vacation. Thank goodness in both situations we showed up. The hosts were absolutely amazing. In Alabama, he actually lived out of state and this was more of a hobby. So I think that's why he just listed it on Airbnb. He didn't feel the need for a direct website because Airbnb does everything for him. And in New Mexico, they actually lived on site. And so that was a new experience, but that was something that I appreciated. And in that one, especially as I left, I urged them to please, please, please get a website. Even if you connect, even if you're just using the OTAs right now, and this is your step one, because you've got to start somewhere, even, just getting a website and putting those listings up there. I don't know why I realized AI can make websites now, but just it would have made me feel more comfortable just having some sort of landing page, some sort of confirmation sheet, even a basic rental agreement. I wouldn't go into it thinking it's going to be a 10-pager, but just, you know, making sure that you're following and presenting that trust from start to finish before they even check in is just so important.
Very. And I'm really glad that both trips worked out for you, because I'd hate to have been talking about this with these stories and find out, yes, well, there was no, you know, there was a tent in the grass or something, you know. But, and the guy with the place in Alabama, you know, like, yeah, if it's a hobby, fine, you know. So you were trying to find somewhere to book direct. He didn't have the capabilities. It sounds like he knew about it, but it wasn't really his focus, and fair enough, fine. You know, you had to book through the OTAs, fine, you know, but I hope that your experience with the people in New Mexico and being able to book direct with them and maybe sort of help them along their path, you know, did they seem receptive to any of your, I don't know, I doubt you sat there and gave them a list of all the things they should do, but did you have a conversation with them about, you know, how they could make it a bit better for people, for guests?
Yeah, I definitely did not come at it. I don't like when people come at me telling me how to run my business either. So definitely not that approach. I would say kind of how I left things with them is that I said, we had the most amazing time ever. I mean, they gave us like a jar of honey, came, knocked on the door, checked on us and gave us a jar of honey. I took the cutest photos ever, not of me, of Taos, like all this amazing stuff that I want to share. And that this is how I left it to them. And I can't share it with anybody except for my friends. And they said, well, we're working on a website. You know, it's in the works. And I said, the minute you get it ready, if I can leave a review, please let me know. So that's the other thing. You know, if you're going to just start out with a basic website, which is fine, having a place where people can directly leave you reviews, or a Google, you know, Google listing reviews that you can connect to, Facebook, anything. There's so many resources out there, even if you don't want to go all in on yourself, you know, to use that. And so, you know, that unfortunately, I'm not that the conversation ended badly, but it just didn't end as pleasant as I wanted, because I want to share my experience. I want to tell how everybody how awesome this place is. And there is absolutely no way for me to, because I didn't book through an OTA and they don't have a direct website.
Well,
all of y'all know.
Yeah, now we all know. But I hope that they do jump on that and get that website up and running, and that your stay there has been instrumental in helping them. I really hope that is the case. I think it's great. No, nobody wants to be told how to run their business, but, you know, to give some help and some tips and say, look, I'm in the same business, but as a guest, you know, it's flipping it, isn't it? And it's probably, did you see anything in these trips that helped you with your property management business?
That's a good question. Yes, I think the biggest thing that I took away is, and I've said this a few times now, but just how important building that trust is. Like, we know what we're offering, but are we actually articulating that the way that we want people to understand it? And so that was this thing, like these homeowners had these great properties. They took care of them. They were clean, very, you know, homey in a sense. And I didn't know until I got there that that's what it was. And they could have done so many things up ahead of time to show me that that's what that experience was going to be like. And so it was some good self reflection of, okay, I breathe easy. I know exactly what we're offering. I know how we take care of our properties. I know how clean they are. I don't doubt any of that. But am I articulating the message so my guests know that? So a prospective owner knows that. I mean, that's some deep stuff, and it doesn't, you know, you don't just fix that overnight, but it's a good, it just changed the way that I have looked at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And from these two experiences, do you have any tips that you could give them? If they were here with us, What would you say to them? Maybe talk to the couple in New Mexico, because the guy in Alabama, I think he's fine. He is just like, this is fine. I'm on Airbnb. This is all is good. But the couple in New Mexico that are understanding about direct bookings, and it sounds like they're wanting to, do they have more properties? Do they have the one property?
Just the one. It was like a carriage house.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, and they're wanting to, you know, make more money and have better guests and these kind of things. If they were here right now, what would you tell them?
Get that direct booking website. It doesn't have to be big and fancy. It doesn't even have to be bookable. It's really great that if it is, but at minimum, if you're using the OTAs, get those listings up there. And that's the other thing too, with like the trust of like seeing that they're being listed on multiple websites, which is in another way called the billboard effect, you know, but being able to see, oh, okay, well, they actually have this on several, you know, listings and here's all the reviews. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that it doesn't have to be big and fancy. If you're initially starting out with that trust factor, I would say, let's fast forward 2 years and let's say that they get this direct booking website, they get their links on it. So they've got that baseline of trust. I think the next step from there is, you know, making it bookable, and then an About Us page is so valuable. I don't need to know what you do for your 9-to-5 and how you pay your bills and what you eat for dinner, but I would love to know who I'm working with. If you're an individual owner, just tell me a little bit about you. What do you care about? You know, like, what are your values as a company? Do you have people? Like, are there humans that work for you? How did the company get started? On what? You know, sometimes you're asking these people to spend so much money. I remember our first, like one of our first bookings at Breathe Easy, we have a 7-bedroom home and it was like $30,000 for the week. And they didn't even call me first. They just booked it online. And I was mind blown that somebody would hand me $30,000 and have no idea who it was. But we had an About Us page. I don't really love putting myself out there, but I realize that importance of authenticity and vulnerability. I do it a little bit, not a ton. And I think that that helps people as they come to us just feeling comfortable. They know my face. It's in our guidebooks. It's on the website. They know why I started Breathe Easy. And just that little bit of an emotional connection can go so far, other than, well, you know, we've got a property management company and we clean them and we take care of them and there's beds in there. I mean, guys, we are all doing that. Like, truly what makes you different is just being your authentic self of why you're doing this, why you love it, and why you want to share your space just with someone else.
Mm-hmm. It's that why, isn't it? It really does lean into that why and showing your face. Put your photograph on your website. This is me. This is what I look like. This is who you're going to meet or this is who you're going to talk to. And, you know, I had someone the other day say to me, I was asking them about, you know, are they taking direct bookings? You know, what's, you know, where are they in the process? And they're like, oh, well, we're too small to take direct bookings. And I was like, what do you mean you're too small? I only have one property. Well, then it's actually more important now than ever to be getting onto this, because you can't run a business when you're giving 15% away at every booking.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like I think some of that probably just comes from fear, you know, like I don't know what it is. The OTAs, they're great at what they do, but they've just created that trust relationship with both sides of it. And it's awesome that people can get into the industry starting there. But that's also not how the industry started. You know, it started with people opening their doors, literally, you know, with each other and stuff like that. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is that it doesn't have to be big and fancy. You can always upgrade, but you've got to think about, you know, what's that trust factor on the other side? And book a vacation to a place you've never been before and stay in a vacation rental, and it will teach you all. Whole new process.
I love that. I love that. Because I always tell property managers to stay in their own properties, because that'll teach you a whole lot. If you stay in your own properties that you manage or own. But yeah, go and book a holiday. Go and take a vacation, a new place. You know, try and find that vacation rental and see how it goes and see what you can learn from it. I think that is absolutely really good, Brittany. That's really good. So I have to ask you, while I have you today, is what does direct booking success mean to you?
Yes. So to me, it means having a strategy in place of why you're offering what you're offering and making sure that the way that you're presenting that, people are understanding it and consuming it in the way that you want it to be. Because you can have it, you know, to me, like the direct booking side of it is like you can have this vision and, well, this is why, and you can put it all out there. But if you don't take that other perspective of how people are perceiving you and that experience you're providing them, then it doesn't matter how much advertising and direct booking strategy you have. To me, it's a very two-sided equation of that. And you got to be firm in it and you got to have a strategy with it. You can't just be like, I don't know, I'm just going to put it up on a listing and one day I'm going to get a website and eventually I'll do that. That's not a strategy. So, you know, you can be graceful with yourself if something, you know, if money's tight or a deadline surpasses or whatever, you know, reset yourself, but you've got to have some sort of strategy for it and making sure you're staying consistent with that messaging and what you're providing.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally agree. 100%. Well, thank you, Brittany, for coming on today and telling us these two trips that you took and the outcomes of them and what you learned and what you hope that the host learned too. Who knows? Maybe that guy in Alabama will surprise us. And next thing we know, he'll have a website and he'll have more properties and he'll be like, just going for it all direct. You never know the effect your stay will have had on them, which is not what they probably were looking for, you know? But I think it's great that you've brought this issue to light for them as well, and bringing your stories to us and telling us what we can learn from your experiences. So I'm going to put your links in the show notes, but can you tell us where's the best place for listeners to connect with you?
Absolutely. LinkedIn, then also on Facebook for Brittany Blackman. And then our website is breatheeasyrentals.com.
Great. I'll put those links in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Direct Booking Success Podcast. For more information about this episode and others, head to the website directbookingsuccess.com/podcast. See you next time.